Open your King James Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 14 for study number 155 today, please. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 155 With Faith. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 14. And the Bible says, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." Now let's pray. Father, give us wisdom today as we declare the whole counsel of the Word of God. I pray you touch our listeners today. I pray you touch their hearts in a special way. Touch my voice, touch my mind, and touch my heart, that I might be able to convey over to their soul what you'd have me to say to them today. I pray what I say may help and strengthen, encourage, and convict of sin and cause us to understand the perfect will of God in our life. If I'm talking to somebody today that's lost and undone, I pray you'd save them for Christ's sake. Lord, if I'm speaking to somebody that's out of the will of God, that you'll touch their heart. Lord, if somebody's discouraged, I pray you'll encourage them. And Lord, if somebody's despondent, that you'll wake them up. And may your will be performed today in our hearts, all in all things. Amen and amen. Now, this will be study number 155, and it'll be another study on verse 14 of the first chapter of the book of 1 Timothy. This will be the sixth study on this verse 14. We will title this lesson today, With Faith. The phrase, with faith, those two words, is mentioned in the Bible three times. All three of these times are found in the New Testament, and also all three are all found in the writings of the Apostle Paul. In this study, we will look at these three times this phrase is mentioned. These lessons or studies are prepared to help the Christian learn and understand the Bible to a greater degree. Our desire is to help build you up in the most holy faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust that they are blessing and a strength and a help to you in a spiritual manner. May you be blessed and drawn closer to walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm no scholar on the Bible, but I do count it a real joy to be able to share with you what the Lord has taught me through His Spirit and His Word in the past 50 plus years of ministry and pastoring churches. Now, the first reference we'll look at is found in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 23, and it reads thusly, "Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This verse is found in the letter sent to the Ephesian believers. Paul is closing out this letter to them. He's given them six profound chapters of instructions and doctrines. This is part of his closing statements. He mentions these words here in this verse to them. He sends them peace, love, and faith, as we see in this verse. He also sends them these three things from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, as you can see from this verse as well. This sounds like the salutations or the greetings that Paul gives in his letters to the churches instead of his closing statements. He started his letter to the Ephesians with grace and peace in the second verse of the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. These are a few things I want to point out about this phrase, or at least there are a few things I'd like to point out about this phrase, with faith. The first thing is I want to mention that Paul stresses faith in all his writings under the inspiration of the Spirit. He tells us how to obtain this faith that saves and keeps us saved. In Romans 10:17, he says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Here we find that faith is given by and from the hearing of the Word of God. This is the reason for the preaching of the Bible. Preaching is what God has chosen to get our attention, that we are lost. We wouldn't know if we was lost if he didn't have the preaching. And we're hopeless and helpless in our sins, and we wouldn't know that unless we didn't have preaching. Preaching awakens our heart and opens a door to our soul for the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost to convict us of our sin. Notice what God says about preaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We as human beings can't produce faith in Christ by ourselves. This leads us to the second thing about with faith. Now, second, the Bible says God is to give us the faith to believe on him. The Apostle John gives us a clear indication of this fact in John chapter 1 and verse 12, where he says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Notice what John is saying to those who receive him or accept him in this verse. He says, But as many as received him. Now these are those who repent and call upon the Lord. Then John goes on to say to them in the remaining of that chapter or verse, gave he power to become the sons of God. In other words, God gives them faith to believe on Christ. Paul confirms this also in his letter to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now listen to the rest of the verse. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now this is confirmed in the text verse of our lesson today, as Paul uses the phrase, which is in Christ Jesus, he uses in this verse 14. Paul is letting us know that what faith we have from the Son of Man, or Son of God. He is the Son of Man too. Here, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, notice again the statement Paul gives. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. What a blessing and what a hope. Amen. Now, the second reference that we want to point out concerning the phrase with faith is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, which is our text verse. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. As you see, this is the lesson that we started with, or the verse that we started with. In our last lesson, number 154, we mentioned the phrase with faith and love, but did not comment on these words, but very little. We'll now take a closer look at this phrase with faith. In our last study, we dealt with the word abundant. We pointed out that the Lord was abundant in grace. Not only is he abundant, but exceeding abundant in grace. He also has exceeding abundant faith for you and me in this verse. The word faith is mentioned 231 times in the Bible. It is mentioned 229 times in the New Testament and 2 times in the Old Testament. Faith can't be made or manufactured, as we pointed it out. It only comes from God. Many do not know what faith is. The Bible gives us a definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, which says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now this verse teaches us that faith is simply believing God and taking him at his word. Praise God. God said Abraham believed God or had faith, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Faith is a must to get on God's side. Amen. Now we have faith in order, we have to have faith in order to enter heaven and miss hell. This is seen in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. To please God we must have faith, and if we don't please God, we will certainly not enter into heaven. Heaven is not a place we can go into our own way. God has a way, and it is through faith in His only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins on the cross of Calvary. Thanks be to God. The majority of this world have different views of how to get to heaven. Most of these are ignoring the subject completely, or either trying to attain eternal life their own way. It's a shame that human flesh can think that he knows better than God of how he can enter the city of God where God lives. It's a shame now, but will be a disaster when God casts them into hell because they ignored his word and trusted their own deeds of righteousness. The third reference to this phrase with faith is found in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. This scripture verse is dealing with the Israelites that were delivered from Egyptian bondage and then wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before finally going into the land of Canaan. Notice that God tells us that we and them have heard the gospel preached. After the preaching of the gospel, we must and have to exercise faith in that preached word. That is, we must not only hear the gospel preached, but we must believe the gospel that's preached to us. Many in the days of the Israelites did not even put faith in what they heard, and many in our day do not believe or put any faith in what they hear through the preaching of the word of God either. To ignore God and fail to believe Him will ensure your soul and my soul an eternity in the very pits of hell forever and ever. As a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, my soul stays troubled and concerned for all the multitudes who refuse to hear the gospel, who refuse to accept the gospel, and seem to have no interest in the things of God, that they will not even give any thought of where they will spend eternity forever. Hell is populated with multitudes and multitudes who have refused to put faith in what God has said concerning their souls. I have watched soul after soul refuse and reject God while witnessing to them and even preaching to them in the pulpit. I have preached a lot of funerals of men and women who would not hear or even listen to the preaching of the Word of God, and they ended up in hell. This is not something to smile or laugh about. God has given all of us the opportunity of making things right in this present day, and it's up to us to obey and hearken to what God is saying. Remember what you and I have heard all our life, that this earth is just a dressing room to get ready to meet God in eternity. Are you ready, my friend? It's amazing in our modern day of the many preachers who do not preach the gospel of Christ or even seem to have a burden or desire to see the lost brought to Christ. It's likewise hard to understand that churches and even denominations have so many ideas and ways of getting people to believe in the Lord as their Savior. The preaching of the gospel is not the priority of believers in our modern day anymore. We've turned to entertaining and pacifying church folks in order to keep them coming to the church instead of begging and pleading with them to repent and give their hearts to God. What a sad day we're in. We're more concerned about these things than we are evangelizing lost souls to Christ. We'll have to give an account for our failures in witnessing and preaching the gospel to lost souls. Their blood will drip off our hands in a judgment for lost souls we've failed to reach, especially those we have not tried to reach with the gospel. We trust that this study has informed and helped you in the study of the Word of God. I trust that this study, number 155, with faith has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.